listeners, and thanks for tuning into this edition of our Metrosite podcast. I'm Beth Schultz. I'm the Vice President of Research and a Principal Analyst at Metrogy. And with me today is Diane Myers. Diane is our Senior Research Director, and she heads up our Metrocast service. She's joining me here today to talk about our 2026 CCAS MetroRank report. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Beth. Glad to be here. Thanks.
Okay, so Diane, before we get started talking about the 2026 results, why don't you give our listeners a quick review of our MetroRank methodology in general?
Yeah, so for those that are new or maybe tuning back in to hear about a MetroRank report, this is our big benchmarking report where we score and we evaluate companies across six different categories. The first one to even be included into these reports is market share, and it varies based on product that we're looking at, but market share, financials, market share momentum. So how is their market share? How are they doing relative to their peers, right? Are they growing or expanding market share, or is it contracting? We look at the product mix. We score their product capabilities. And then two customer categories that come out of our big studies, the customer sentiment and the customer business success.
Okay, great. And now for CCAS MetroRank, we have something new. It's not the first MetroRank report that we're making this, we're using this in, but it's the landscape leader segment, right? Or landscape, what are we calling it? The landscape.
Yeah, so it's the MetroRank landscape. So let me talk a little bit about that, right? So for the folks that are familiar with our MetroRank reports, right, we rank companies from 1 to 10 or 1 to 12, however many companies we're including in the report. And that's what we've been doing now for 3-4 years now. And now we've taken it a step further in 2026 by including a visual where we are plotting companies based on two different scores. They're all the scores that we have, right, that we've created an axis that is the foundation score, which is the financials and the product. We have the customer score, which is the two customer sentiment and business success that I just mentioned. And then we look at the size of, the bubble, right? So, we put each company as a bubble based on, market share and kind of market share changes. And we plot them, right? And then we have the groupings across three different categories. So it's just, it's on a graphic. People will be able to see this and how we then start to look at companies. And it isn't as nice and clean. The companies that you think about is from 1 to 10, you think, oh, maybe the top three fit here, and that's not the case. So it's very interesting to look at. And the three categories are leaders, right? So those are companies that have a high foundation score, a high customer score, how they fit. We have the challengers, which are the middle band, right? And then we have performers. So, those are the three kind of groupings of how we look at the companies across two different axes.
Who's in the report? Who can you tell us about?
Yeah, so let's start talking about the leaders, right? So I'll kind of take each of these groupings, right? So when we think about the leaders, let me start with the top two, who are also the top two in our rankings, which is NICE and Genesis, right? So those are two companies that, anyone, if you said CCAS, who do you think is CCAS leaders? Who kind of is head of the market? Those are two that are always going to come up, right? Those are two that are going to be mentioned, right off the bat. They're the market share leaders. They've been in the market for a long time. Genesis, particularly on the on-prem side, stalwart in that side, and definitely, a leader and growing on the CCAS. And then obviously there's the NICE. And so those two kind of are standouts. And then we have the next two that we think about, which would be Five9 and AWS, Amazon Connect in this case. Those are the other two in terms of market share, right? So they're also leaders. They have different strengths and the like, but those two also show up in the leadership category. And then the other two that are maybe a little bit unexpected, or you wouldn't think, oh, they're also leaders, is Cisco and 8x8. So let me take each of those. So Cisco has, the last few years, done quite well in our overall rankings, in large part because their WebEx contact center, right? So that's their CCAS service, has really been growing at a rate that is faster than the overall market, right, or their peers. And so their market share momentum has been quite well, you know, so that does well. Also, they're just the most financially strong company in the, you know, in the top 15. And that really helps for their foundation score, right? So relatively speaking, not to say others are not financially sound other, but they just hit the high marks across the board. And they've got, you know, they've got good, solid customer input, but really it's that foundation score, right? It's the product, it's the finances that really is a standout for them as a leader. And then the other one is 8x8. 8x8 is a smaller company. They're smaller than a lot of the companies in even our challenger band. And when I say smaller, I mean smaller for their CCaaS market share, right? There's a few that are bigger, but really what stood out for them in this report and within our landscape visual is their customer scores. They did so well on the customer scoring this year that it just, you know, it was just, they are probably the one company that kind of had, you know, before we, you know, you start pulling all the scores in and you start calculating everything, you know, you think of them maybe in that middle band typically and that historically, but they really just had this big jump and just a big highlight because of how well their customers scored them and how well their customers are doing with the platform.
Well, that, and that's great for 8x8, right?
For sure, for sure.
So that's six companies that fell in the leader space. And we ranked, how many companies did we rank overall this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I should have mentioned that. We did 12, right? So we always look to do 10, right? Within any of our MetroRank categories, we really strive to look at who are the top 10. For the last few years under CCaaS, we've done 12 because from like 7 to 12, you know, from number 7 to number 12, the market shares are so close, right? That it almost is a disservice to take off the bottom two. So we do 12.
Okay. All right, great. So care to say anything else about the ranking, any of the companies, where they fall?
So let me just talk a little bit about who's in our challenger bucket and then our band and then on the performer side. Let me just mention them. I won't go into depth because you can absolutely find all the details by looking at the report itself. But we have Twilio. And Twilio also is a little bit of a standout like 8x8. Twilio had and they're kind of almost on that border, like, gosh, just a little bit here, a little bit there would have put Twilio into the leader category. They're right on the line there. And that they had very strong customer scores also. Right. Twilio had very, very good customer input. And then the other companies that you think about that are there are Talkdesk, you know, a long-standing CCaaS company, Content Guru, the European-based company, Sprinklr, and Vonage. Right. Those five made up the challenger band. And then on the performer side is Dialpad. And so those are, you know, that's the 12.
Okay. All right. Great. So anything that you didn't expect or really stood out to you as you did your analysis?
Well, I think the ones I mentioned, right, which was 8x8. And Twilio had a big jump, and they were not as high overall this year as they had been in previous years. So, I mean, they were higher this year than they had been in the last previous year. So Twilio and 8x8 were probably the bigger, like, oh, that's interesting. This year, right? They kind of like, wow, I hadn't expected that. I wouldn't have expected that. And so there was a little bit of a change up, right? In terms of some of the rankings, you know, yes, market share is market share, and market share is always going to be consistent. But I think what's really interesting and what's key when we do these metro ranks is that we can have things shifting and changing because of the customer input sometimes and the financials, right? We have companies that maybe 4 years ago, a company like a Twilio, for example, wasn't really financially strong on a lot of the metrics we look at, and they have really turned the corner on that, right? So, you know, most of the companies in the space are, you know, unless they're privately held and we don't have input into all of that, are really solid companies at this point, but also kind of the momentum, you know, when we think about market share momentum and companies that are really growing and doing well. The two companies that stand out, I mentioned Cisco earlier, but also Dialpad. So Dialpad is in our last band, the performer band, but they had very strong market share momentum. They are definitely growing and expanding and moving on the market share front.
They're coming on strong with AI, of
course.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yep.
Okay. So you mentioned how crowded the market is. What providers didn't quite make that, but, you know, they didn't make that 12 cut. Who are you watching nonetheless?
Yeah. And I would say that it wouldn't, you know, there's over 50 companies, right, in terms of CCaaS companies. And some of them are very country specific. You know, we have some in China, we have some in Southeast Asia. So like we've got, in other countries. So we definitely have some really country specific companies that are doing things. And, but, you know, companies that maybe don't, I wouldn't even say just miss the mark, but companies that have the ability or they have the power to really make a big impact in this space, whether it be in the next year or in the next few years, that I think are really worth mentioning. And people would probably be remiss or wonder why we didn't mention them would be Zoom. That would be the first one I'm going to talk about is Zoom, right? Zoom launched their CCaaS service in 2022, and it's been growing, and we hear about them all the time. And, you know, we do believe, or we do, you know, they're right on the cusp, right? You know, and will we see them next year? Probably in this report, right? So Zoom is one. The other would be RingCentral, right? So RingCentral had a partnership and still has a partnership, but, you know, the NICE relationship was the foundation for their CCaaS offering for years until 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, you know, in 2023, they launched their own RingCX, and that has continues to grow and be really strong for RingCentral. And we continue to hear good things and good adoption data in terms of the RingCX. UJET has been in the market a long time. They have the close partnership with Google. They're doing some really great things on the product side. They're ones that, you know, definitely should be on the, you know, on a lot of companies' shortlists and to look at. So UJET. And then the last two I'm going to mention are big ones, right? Big companies, Salesforce, right? So Salesforce this year in March, right? Launched Agentforce Contact Center. And yeah, that has the, you know, they've been doing things on AI. They've been doing, you know, dabbling in different pieces here, but having the full Agentforce Contact Center puts them squarely in competition with some of these companies who are their partners, but also, you know, like Vonage and Amazon. But now they're in it, and they're definitely one we're watching closely, 100%. And just the fact of their size and their scale gives them the power to really have a big impact. And lastly, Microsoft. And we are seeing Microsoft showing up, particularly with their Dynamics product, more and more. They're in discussion, you know, their name pops up all the time. We're seeing good traction there. And so I think Microsoft, in conjunction with Salesforce, and then, you know, we think about Zoom and RingCentral, next year have the ability to really be quite disruptive in this space.
It'll be so interesting to see what happens. I mean, we've been talking about Microsoft around contact center for so long, and, you know, are they finally going to make a sizable dent? So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that they have the ability to. And I think we hear, right, they come up in more discussions and people are saying, yep, they're part of the evaluation. So, if you know, you move those POCs and you move those evaluations into real deployments, they have, you know, that they could, you know, be a real big threat.
Absolutely. Okay, so thank you, Diane, for walking us through the 2026 CCaaS MetraRank. Before we sign off, why don't you tell us what's next for MetraCaaS?
Yeah, so we always have the ongoing market shares, right? So our market shares for the first half of the year, so Q2, will be coming out in August timeframe. So those will be coming up, and then also just our larger study. We published the customer experience study results, but we'll be publishing the workplace collaboration results along with the MetroStars. So those will be up before the market shares. And then I'm just going to give another plug, right? So and then another MetraRank that we'll have coming up, which will be, we're doing a combination. We're looking at CC and UC, right? So those vendors who have that combination of a UC and a CC platform, and what does that look like? And so that's probably, to me, the more exciting new thing to keep an eye out for.
And don't forget CPaaS MetraRank, which I'm responsible for. So can't forget that one. And then also CRM, right? That'll be another new MetraRank on our.
Yeah,
on our...
a lot of benchmarks coming up for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so listeners, as a reminder, you can find our CCaaS MetraRank and all of our MetraRank reports on the MetraG website at www.metrog.com. And as always, we're happy to hear from you, so you can feel free to reach out to us, Diane or myself or anybody at MetroG, via email, just our first names at metrog.com, or you can use the contact button on the MetroG website. Everybody, that is all for now. On behalf of Diane and the rest of the MetroG team, goodbye till next time and take care, everybody.